Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon.
Dave and Diane, the reading of the Word of God from the King James that he is being committed to loyalty, dedication, his Lord, continue to stay committed where we read the Word of God Monday through Friday, starting at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, at 6 o'clock Standard Time, and we begin reading the Word of God as we begin to benefit, and we will read all the way through the book of Revelation. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane. And before we go further, we just first want to give God praise and honor for remaining on the throne with all power in his hand. And I also like to honor my wife, Miss Diane Shaw, who is extremely instrumental in the advancement of Dave and Diane making a friend. She also is very working in the community, helping those young ladies who have difficult times developing within themselves, even after having children, and so on. We thank God for her that she continues to press on and move forward. And we thank God to continue to pray, each and every one of you, for our ministry to continue to advance, to get to the ears of those who are unable to hear the word any other way. But help us to continue to bring forth your word effectively and truth. We pray in the name of Jesus for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and those of you who are even listening to our archive. We just had recognized, praise God, recently that we have many people that have tuned into our archive, and we thank you very much for tuning into our archive, such that you will be blessed. But once again, we still come live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with the word coming from the Bible as we read it. And then on Fridays, we come with the word of God, with the message. And then on Monday, praise God, which is this evening, we're on 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Minister Andrew Orland will go forth with his inspiring word. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Strong. I thank you for joining us on today. We ask that you continue to be with us. We continue to move forward. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. Thank you for blessings upon this day. And I pray that you continue to bring your word and do what you ask for us to do. God, we ask you to continue to move forward and use us as you would have for us to do. Once again, we're going to come forth and continue reading out of the book of Exodus, chapter 11, King James Version, praise God. And the word of God reads, "And the Lord God said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go, and shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out, him, together. Speak now on the ears of the people, and let every man bow of his nation, and every woman of her nation, jewel of silver and jewel of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in spite of the Egyptians. Moreover, a man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt. And Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out unto the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, unto the firstborn and the men that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of Egypt. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like, and shall be like any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast. But ye may know how the Lord God has put the difference between the Egyptians and Israel, and all these thou servants shall come down unto you and bow down themselves unto you, saying, Get thee and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, and my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the people of Israel go out of his land. And the Lord struck on the Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat, and ye shall keep it up unto the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sudden, at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for the taking upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for the memorial, and ye shall keep it the feast to the Lord throughout your generation. Ye shall keep it a feast by the ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of every house. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And then the first day there shall be a holy reconvocation. And then the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall serve the feast of the unleavened bread, and in the self same day have I brought your army out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in the generations of the ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat the unleavened bread until the one of the 12th day of the month at evening. 7 days shall there be no leavened bread in her houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing. In your habitation shall ye eat unleavened bread. And Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take ye a lamb according to the families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take the bunch of the hyssop and dip it in a blood that is in the bosom, and strike in a little lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through and smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And that shall come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. Verse 26. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? And ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passing over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smite the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses, and so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. For the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on the throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in life, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he came from Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up, get ye forth from among my people, through ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord, as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds, and ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urging upon the people, and they might send them out of the land of hate in haste. But they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, kneading stock being bald upon their clothes, upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. The children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men and besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked themselves unleavened cakes but they was not leavened because they were first out of Egypt and could not tarry. Neither had they appeared for themselves in ritual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of their 430 years, even the self same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It was a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is the night of the Lord to be observed, children of Israel, in their generation. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let it, all his males be circumcised, and then let them come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no circumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn. Unto the stranger that shall join us among you, did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so the day. And it came to pass the self same day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armor. Chapter 13. And the Lord spoke unto Moses. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Whosoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both men and the beast, both men and the beast, it is man, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye come out from Egypt, out of the land out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day come ye out in the month Abib into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore unto thy fathers a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in the month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be eaten, neither shall there be leavened seed with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy sons in thy days, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. Shall be for a sign unto thee, unto thine hand, and for the memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with the strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in this season for year to year. And it shall be written, the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore unto thee and thy father, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt eat apart, set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, at every firstling that cometh of the beast which thou hast. The male shall be the Lord, and every firstling with the lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstlings of men among the children shall thou redeem. And it shall be when thou shalt ask thou in time to come, saying, that thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand, the Lord bringeth us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, and the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of men and the firstborn of beasts. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth me the matrix, being male, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for the token upon thy hand, and for frontlet between thine eyes. For by seventh strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them out through the way of the land of the Philistines, through all that was near. For God said, least peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took the journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them that by day, pillar of cloud and led them the way. And he, by night, in a pillar of fire, to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, these people. Amen. We have 4 minutes remaining, but I want to thank you for that concludes the reading of the book of Exodus, chapter 13, which will continue on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. At 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, we will continue reading the book of Exodus, chapter 14. And we look forward to having you come on in and listen to the Word of God. God bless you. Be encouraged. Remember, we continue to stand strong as we go together through this pandemic. Be blessed.
To tell you a story about a man called Charlie John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize if old John was here after going through. He looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising him. Well, help me out, y'all.
You know, we didn't have a lot of music. I'm gonna praise.